We Shall Not Be Moved is a new opera that takes its name from both the spiritual-turned-civil rights anthem and the Philadelphia Black Liberation Group, MOVE. That group is probably best remembered in connection with a 1985 tragedy. A police helicopter bombed the MOVE house, and the resulting fire killed 11 people and destroyed 62 homes in the neighborhood. The opera revisits that house and its ghosts, but as Jeff London reports, it's very much about young people in Philadelphia today.
Librettist Mark Bamudi Joseph says that even though the events happened more than 32 years ago, they still haunt the citizens of Philadelphia.
I've heard one person say that the bombing of the MOVE house was like a September 11th event for people in the city of Philly, that they'll always remember where they were and they experienced a collective trauma.
So he and his collaborators, composer Daniel Bernard Rumain and director and choreographer Bill T. Jones, tread carefully. They were inspired by poems created through a teen workshop sponsored by Opera Philadelphia and a local nonprofit. And they cast New York spoken word artist Lauren Whitehead.
Hear me, the bass in Mother's Roar as she rages, brown boys in cages, mental stages, stunted in prison, the slave song is visibly vibrant as a aurora borealis, but only if you listen.
Whitehead plays a 15-year-old girl who leads a group of young men whose school has been closed due to budget cuts.
She arrives at school one day and the doors are locked. And she convinces her brothers that instead of going to the other school where they've been assigned, that they should sort of squat in the bombed out shell of a home on Osage Avenue. And she really begins to believe that she's getting lessons from ghosts while she's there.
The ghosts of the children killed in the MOVE bombing. Composer Daniel Bernard Rumain says he drew on everything from Bach to Eminem.
The musical material for the opera actually, in many ways, began with thinking about Little Richard and even blues music. Just thinking about three notes, three chords. Can I write an entire opera based on three chords? Not as Wagnerian motif, but really more as this notion of the blues.
Or R&B. And traditional opera.
Glenda, our truancy officer, a wonderful mezzo, who is our opera singer, right? I think every opera has to have one.
Why are you talking all this slave revolt? All this down with the system? All this listen to the misses of cop killer ghosts? Your brother is a killer.
We Shall Not Be Moved also features movement created by the legendary choreographer who's directing the work. Bill T. Jones, like the rest of his collaborators, is not from Philadelphia. But quoting the lyrics, he says what happened in 1985 still resonates beyond the city limits.
Yeah, what you thought was dead is very much alive. Is that true that there's a silence in Philly around it? Are we picking a fight where there is no fight? Have the wounds not healed? Have they?
But spoken word artist Lauren Whitehead says the opera is very much about the lost children of today.
They just wanted to go to school. And school failed them. Their parents failed them. The police presence in their community failed them. And they don't have anybody to trust except each other. That's the heartbreaking thing about this opera, I think, is that it's a true American story of kids who have nothing but each other and the trouble that that can get them into.
It's a different kind of opera presented in a different way, says librettist Mark Bamudi Joseph.
I don't know how many world premiere operas have been written by a black man, composed by a black man, and directed by a black man, but that's what we have. That in and of itself is shaking up the aesthetic framework of what an opera is supposed to be. But then to delve into the politics and to ask the questions that we do, yeah.
We Shall Not Be Moved will be asking those questions to sold-out audiences in Philadelphia before it moves on to New York and then to England. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London.
As it is touched by an angel, the earth will